Begin the current daf mesef this yom daf lamed test begin on the days begin on test the master begin words of the gemara but tzir the losses a hechel and the pivot of the doors of the hechel hayinishma b'shmei tchumim shabbos was heard at a distance of 8 tchumim of shabbos, each tchum being 2,000 amos times 8 is 16,000 amos. So it says hey, it's a wonder mesef tchumim per gimel tnan mirichay hayishem in kol shar gadol shenipta from Jericho they were here. The sound of the great gate that was opened, the Mulchasim, it's obvious from the Drush HaHechel, that's referring to the gate of the Hechel. Now, from Yishlem to Yericho is 10 parsais, which is that much more than 8 Tchum of Shabbos. Because Tchum of Shabbos, like we said, is 2,000 Amos, times 8 is 16,000 Amos. A parsa itself is 8,000 Amos. And therefore, 10 parsais would be 80,000 Amos, definitely more than 16,000 Amos. How do we resolve the contradiction? So, if you're someone, you can say is the Tzirik losses. Regarding the hinges, that was sort of only 8 Tchum Shabbos. Allah Shar Atzma, the gate itself, Nishma Yericho, was sort of the way in Yericho. We now have another approach. Mitoich Ches Tchum Shabbos, within 8 Tchum Shabbos, like our Gemara says, or Yimagishin Kel Tzirat Losses. They would actually sense and hear the sound of the hinges of the doors. Shkolodim Yochla Hagishu Kel Tzirat. Everyone was able to tell and sense that it was the sound of the hinges. Oh, Yericho, you're right, from Jericho they would hear, but that would be Kol Avar Ba'amah, that would be just an echo. But someone who didn't know the Hoyamargish Makola Yizai would not realize what sound that was coming from. So it's both are true. You could hear one clearly, another one not so clearly. The Chimperashi said, I come so to explain, says Taisus, at the end of the first paragraph of Chotz Almanav, the Masvahayagabi Givini Kardos, by Givini would make an announcement that this contradiction, how far? Well, depends clearly and not so clearly. Next says Matta begins with the Gemara Kala Shel Bishalayim, a bride in Jerusalem. Lo Yitzutul as possible did not have to put on perfume. Mirecha Gitaris because of the smell of the guitars that was burning in the Beis Hamikdash. So it says Tim, it's a wonder because the Amper Kol Shal the Gemara Pesachim Nafchav Vav Menav says that Koil Umar Vireach sound, vision, something to look at, and smell. In Beis Hamikdash, there's no misappropriation in those three areas. Now, the Gemara infers Meilu Deleka. There's only no halacha misappropriation. Harisureka, but there is a prohibition. Now, says the Gemara, my love, lois na'im de mifnim, isn't it talking about for those who are standing inside the perimeter, the lo yefshir, where it's not possible for them to not have that pleasure, and become a chavin. But they're intending to go ahead and have that pleasure. And you see that it's forbidden, which is difficult. On Abaye, who holds that nowhere, and it's not possible, even if you're having kavana, even if you're intending, it's going to be permitted. Rishon Gemara says, no, the Abaye, he would say, loisim shebuchot, we're talking about those on the outside, out of the Azara, where it's possible for them not to. And if you haven't kavanam, oh, then it's going to be awesome. But if you're inside, then you're right, there's not even going to be an Isser, because they're what's called loy efshir. And even though it's kumachaben, according to Abaye, it's going to be permitted. So it says, Taisis, so imkain, it comes out, la Abaye, hoyo isin Isser, b'chol yom, comes out that these brides, every day they were violating the law. We were saying that they wouldn't put on perfume because they had the Reicha Gitaris. It comes out they were having Hanav from the Gitaris. And even though it's Reyach, but there is an Isser, even though there's no Me'ilom. That's a thesis. If you have something you can say, it's not Eina Usser, Elo Shalayikru Va'atzma La'zara. The prohibition is only that they shouldn't come closer to the Azara, could they La'harich Yisr to have the smell more. But as long as you don't go further, that's not considered Efsher V'kumachavan. It's just happening by itself. And therefore, that was not a violation. Tanakh says Masla to begin the word Zigmar, the Tan Mikra. The Pasuk repeats it, Asha Allah Bakul, it says the word Asha Allah 2 times. That's what teaches us that it's Ma'akev. Now it says Taisis, Mando Amar Loy Ma'akev. According to one who says that no, putting the lotteries on the animals, that it was Na Ma'akev. Or that was the actual taking out, doing the lottery itself. Asha Allah is going to Aliyah Sagra, the taking out, doing the actual Hagrala. That's not ma'akev. Why not? It says Asha'Allah 2 times. So really, he holds keeping the cost of tiba. Yeah, but it doesn't say in the terminology of a commandment. So I've got the time to curl, although the pasuk repeats it. Le ma'akev is not going to ma'akev. Although generally, kachem, you repeat it. Here, it's not repeats it ma'akev. It's not going to ma'akev. Why? I mean, have a belila, just like we find regarding mixing of the menachas of the flour. Mixed it. Not the Mishnah teaches the menachas of the flour. Some basic loy bol kosher. If you didn't mix it, it's going to be kosher. And I've got the common zimning, said belila, belila, although it's a many times the Torah about mixing the flour offering. But since it doesn't say in the terminology of a commandment, so it's not ma'akiv, and that's the same thing over here. Now, what's with the pin that holds that it is ma'akiv? Well, he holds it's not similar to that of the mixing of the flour offering, because the Shani Hacha, here it's different, Why is it different? The hani chukah ktsas, because the fact that it says the word chukah helps a little bit. The kibin the mechukah gamin likuva l'shami l'shav parasha. Since we're in the chukah, we learn out that it is ma'akev regarding all the other things in the parasha. So gamin and naminah lagrola. So we learn out from that also to doing the lottery. So although chukah is not really going on the hagrola because it wasn't done b'fnim, but still it's going to be ma'akev kibin the katan be'kra called the who, since the pasuk repeats it. At least regarding the halacha, so although it was the Balashan Tivoy, but you could combine it with the chukah that it says in the other context of these halachas, and that's why it's not similar to Balila, and therefore, since it's repeated twice, it's going to be ma'akas.